The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young, Jr., a ministry-supported program of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, where Bishop Preston Leonard is the International Bishop. Dr. Young is the Executive Pastor at Christ Gospel Church, as well as an accomplished musician, author, and certified family counselor. The Crucified Message is a weekly radio ministry that seeks to build bridges in our community through love, compassion, and mercy, encouraging listeners to receive the Savior, the Lord, Jesus Christ, and serve as faithful stewards until His soon return. The hope and prayer of today's program is to bring hope in the face of hopelessness by pointing to the cross of Jesus where He was crucified. We are so glad the story didn't end there. He died, but rose again so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. To learn more about Christ Gospel Church, visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org.
I heard a story about a little boy who was afraid of the dark. His mom asked him to go out to the porch and bring her the broom. But the boy was terrified and started crying. He told his mom,
"Mom, I'm afraid to go into the dark."
But she smiled and assured him that nothing was out there. But he continued to cry. She tried to encourage him by saying, "Jesus is out there. He will protect you." The little boy asked his mom,
"Are you sure Jesus is out there?"
"Yes," she said. "Jesus is everywhere." The boy hesitated and stared at his mom before eventually walking over to the door. He slowly opened the door and whispered,
"Jesus, if you're out there, would you please hand me the broom?"
There are many people today who are afraid of the dark. But today I want to encourage and let you know that you can find God in dark places. Let us pray. Gracious Father who art in heaven, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you. For you are worthy to be praised. So Lord, we lift up your name. We bless you. In season, out of season, it doesn't matter. You are good all the time, and all the time you are good. Bless us today with fresh manna from heaven, that we will be changed and transformed more into the image of your Son, Jesus. Father, thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Our text today is coming from Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 18.
Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessings I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed all nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
May the Lord bless his word. My topic today is finding God in the darkness. Finding God in the darkness. Our text comes right after God tests Abraham by asking him to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Now, this was not an easy task for Abraham, who is now around 112 years old. After waiting for many years, God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son. In other words, the promised son. God is pleased with Abraham's faith and obedience and says, "In thy seed, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. We know this to be true because through his lineage, Jesus Christ would come, and because Jesus died for the sins of the world, listen, all the families of the earth now have an opportunity to receive the blood of Jesus and be saved from sin. Notice in the text, there are three descriptive things. There are stars, sand, and seed. Verse 17, the Lord tells Abraham, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. Verse 18 says, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Notice, it was after Abraham's faith was tested that he had to walk into a dark place to sacrifice the son he loved so much. He walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Some of you listening today are in a very dark place. You may be in a place of sickness and disease. Others may be in a dark place of broken relationships. Somebody else may be in darkness of a financial need, not knowing what tomorrow could bring. But after the darkness, God tells Abraham something. He says, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens. Now, why is this significant? Why does God use these three S's, stars, sand, and seed? The reason is because God has a revelation in it for you and I today. Astronomers estimate there are some 100 trillion stars within the Milky Way galaxy. The Earth is located within the small galaxy of the Milky Way. They project that there are some 100 to 200 billion galaxies out there in the heavens. Earth is a small planet within a small galaxy with 100 trillion stars. I want you to try to imagine how big God is. The nearest galaxy to ours is something called the Canis Major Dwarf Galaxy, which is some 25,000 light years away from us. Now, light travels at 186,000 miles per second. How fast is this? Light can travel around the Earth 7.5 times in 1 second. Going that fast, it would take 25,000 light years to reach the nearest galaxy. God said, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the heaven, but you must be willing to meet me in some dark places. God still frequents some dark places today, and many times we are afraid of the dark because we are afraid of the enemy. But I'm here to make things fair for you today. Just like we think the devil is the only person that lives in the darkness. Amen. My Bible tells me in Psalms 18:11, God made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. Oh, I'm so glad that my God is just not a God of the light. Oh, but he's the God of the darkness. God said, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the heaven. Now, stars are seen at night in the darkness. Did you know stars are always shining, but they appear at night in the darkness? Sometimes God will place you in darkness so you can see the light. Sometimes God will put you in darkness so those around you can see the light. God tells Abraham, because you gave me your seed, because you met me in a dark place, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven. God is waiting right now in some darkness, in his secret place. Why? To meet you so he can multiply your seed, so he can bless you. After God tests you, he wants to bless you. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. When you give God all you have, God will give you all he has for you. Now let's look at the saying. He says, I'm going to multiply your seed as the sand on the seashore. Did you know that every grain of sand holds a story about the earth? Sand forms when rocks are broken and erode over thousands of years. The longer the time, the finer the sand. There is more sand under the ground than it is above the ground. You see, sand is produced in darkness. Before it ends up on the seashore, it is broken up in the sea, in darkness, and washed and cleansed. Did you know that sand and dirt are two different things? Don't try to put dirt where sand should go. Dirt is organic soil in the earth, and sand is washed, grinded stones from the sea. As the broken rocks are pushed in and out from the sea, it becomes sand over time. This is why sand is formed near the seashore. Dirt is dirty, but sand is clean. Dirt absorbs water. Sand exudes water. You see, when there is a hurricane threat, people gather sandbags to protect the coastline and their property. It's like a cement barrier. If you went and put dirt bags, then dirt will absorb the water and it would be a wasted effort. If you're sitting next to somebody that you are not afraid of, look at them and say, get rid of your dirt bags and get some sandbags. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Abraham's blessings were predicated on his obedience to God's word and his willingness to meet God in a dark place. I'm going to take a short break, but I'll be right back after this very important announcement.
Hi, this is Kathy Young, First Lady of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg. Please join us as we celebrate Bishop Leonard's birthday with hymns and songs of praise and worship every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. during the month of March. Each Sunday, we will have something special, including trivia, refreshments, and so much more. We hope to see you there.
We're talking about finding God in the darkness. Did you know it is God's will for you to increase? This is why God gives us seeds. You see, students go to school to increase their knowledge. When God made man, he told them to multiply, to replenish and refill the earth. God created living things with the seed already inside. And after the flood, he tells Noah and his family, he said, I want you to multiply, to increase, to replenish the earth. Listen to what Genesis 8:22 says. God said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, the cold and the heat, the winter, the summer, the day, the night, it shall not cease. In other words, God is telling Noah, and he's speaking to us today, I will continue to multiply the earth through seeds. I will bless you through a seed. I will supply your every need through a seed. I will increase you through a seed. Listen, the answer to your need is in your seed. Yes, your seed will take care of your need. Look at Genesis 22:18. He says, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Somebody is struggling today. You're struggling with grief. You're struggling with a health issue. You're struggling with a financial dilemma. You're struggling in a relationship that has you in a dark place. But I want you to know that God does some of his best work. Some of his best work in the darkness. The Bible itself, the book, all 66 books, the canon that we use, that we study, it began in darkness. Did you know that? It began in darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the waters. It is in darkness where the seed began to grow. In other words, if there is no darkness, there is no destiny. No darkness, there is no life. I find it amazing that it was in the darkness that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, was hovering, brooding over this darkness. You know, a fetus, a baby, is born in darkness. For 9 months, they are growing and eating and developing in total darkness. I believe it was the same way in Genesis. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the womb of this voidness. And when God got ready to bring destiny from darkness, all he had to do was speak his word.
Let there be.
And there was. Oh, I believe the Spirit was operating under the water all the time. Yes, I believe the Trinity was there even in the beginning. God said, let us make man. Us. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. John chapter 1 tells us that all things that were made by him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, talking about Jesus Christ. So if Jesus is creating all the things, the Father is there speaking, and the Holy Spirit is hovering, that's the Trinity. From Genesis to Revelation. God, he was there all the time. Bless your name, God. You see, when God get ready to bless you, he looks for a seed. Please don't miss this. I said, when God get ready to bless you, he is going to do it through a seed. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. You remember Moses, right? Moses is standing at the Red Sea. And there are over a million folks who had just left Egypt after 400 years of bondage. They're crying to Moses saying, hey, Moses, look, Pharaoh is coming to take us back into bondage. There's a Red Sea in front of us and mountains on either side. We need you to do something. And Moses, he begins to talk to God. How many of you know when things are bad, you can talk to God? God asks Moses a question. He said, Moses, what is it that you have in your hand? Can I translate that for you? In other words, where is the seed for your need? And Moses tells God, I just got a staff. I just got a rod in my hand. And God says, if you give me, if you just lift up your hands, lift up the rod, then I will take care of the rest. You see, there are two parts of our destiny. There's destiny concealed and destiny revealed. See, when you plant a seed, it is called destiny concealed. You can't see it. You don't know what's going on underground. But when the seed grows and increases, it then becomes destiny revealed. Without a seed, there is no harvest. Some people are guilty of becoming what they are going through. But I'm here to let you know that you are not what you are going through. Just because you are in darkness right now, you are not darkness. You are not a failure. Somebody said failure is an event, it's not a person. Many times we're trying to hang on to the seed and God is trying to plant it. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. The devil wants you to think that people are trying to bury you. But God sent me to tell you they're not trying to bury you. If you are a child of God, you cannot be buried. Even when we die, the Bible says we are what? Sleeping. When the devil comes and he starts throwing dirt on you, don't start crying.
No, Mr. Devil, please don't throw no more dirt on me.
You ought to start shouting and praising God that God sent the devil to bring some dirt so you can be planted. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. You see, when you bury something, you don't expect to see it again. But when you plant something, you expect to see it again. Oh, when believers die, we are not buried. We are planted. People who are asleep, they are expected to get up again. Brothers and sisters, don't cancel your harvest. John 12:24 says, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Somebody is wondering, why am I going through so many afflictions? Well, David says in Psalms 119:71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. In other words, God is trying to teach us his statutes and law, because in those seeds there is gold and silver that has been tried by fire. The devil messed up. Yes, he did. The devil, he messed up when he tried to bury you. You see, you cannot, listen, you cannot bury a seed. You can only plant a seed. Those who told you that you would never amount to anything, you will never be nothing. So they dug a hole and they kicked you over into the hole. And this is where they messed up, trying to bury a seed. I feel my help coming. Joseph in the Bible was a seed that God was going to use. His brothers got jealous and threw him in a dark pit. They wanted to kill him, but you can't bury a seed. He was sold into slavery. They thought they were burying him, but you can't bury a seed. Oh, Potiphar's wife lied on him. She had him thrown in prison, but she forgot one thing. You can't bury a seed. How do you know, Dr. Young? Because some 20 years later, that seed that was thrown in a pit, that seed that was sold into slavery, that seed that was lied on and thrown into prison, it sprung up. It sprung up and became the governor of Egypt. He was planted as a slave, so he grew up to become the savior of a whole nation. Brothers and sisters, if you are in darkness today, don't you give up, because I want you to know that God is right there with you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. You can find God in the darkness.
We hope you've enjoyed The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. from Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida. The Crucified Message is a listener-supported program. Your generous gifts are needed to help meet the goals of providing solid Bible-based teaching that will strengthen the walk of those already following Jesus and, through the power of the Holy Spirit, draw others into a saving relationship with Him. You can help support The Crucified Message at ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. Or mail your gift to Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, 2512 22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Your support is a true blessing to Bishop Preston Leonard, Dr. Tony Young Jr., and the Crucified Message Ministry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.